Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
I'm a little tired.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm a little tired.
Want me to take your blood pressure later, so we're good.
I did the most.
I know you did.
I did
well,
the most.
I don't, but I want to hear
every
about it.
Every time I go home to Milwaukee, I just... Every moment is about eating and drinking.
Yeah.
Every moment.
You're Karen Szczynski from my bookstore job. You don't give me postcards. I'm eating and drinking. That's you whenever you go somewhere.
That's what she reports live from the scene.
You know how people, you know, in retail jobs, they take their 2 weeks and they go all out.
And it's all they talk about.
It's all they talk about. We got one postcard from her. It said, "Hi, I'm eating and drinking."
And you know what? By the way, it's always people who work in retail. They're never going to the Turks and Caicos. They're going to like Norfolk Beach.
Yeah, I'm going
to Myrtle Beach.
I know. She probably went to Old Orchard Beach in Maine or something.
Yeah. Branson. Always some weird shit like that.
Yeah, but she was eating and drinking.
Uh-huh. When I go to Milwaukee, I like to eat at my favorite local restaurants. Mm-hmm. Jimmy John's, Noodles and Company, and Qdoba. My local haunts.
Where did you take me? Where was that Dave and Buster's or Reba and
what Dingle was it? Where did
we
went to Central in Milwaukee. That was good, I thought.
It was great, yeah. It was great. High chairs. High
it was
chairs.
Nice.
Yeah. It was lovely.
By the way, I'm going to do drugs.
How much Molly did you do?
I'm going to do drugs on this pod
Let's
today.
Let's do Molly now.
I'm going to do Molly. Are you doing Molly?
I'm rolling on
I'm
Molly.
I'm doing Molly. I'm going to roll on Molly.
I'm tripping face and balls.
I'm rolling my tits. I'm rolling my tits off.
My tits are rolling up into my face, which is tripping on Molly.
You know, it's a great way to never do Molly. See a person on Molly. And then you go, oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Because they're like.
Or K. What is this fat? Do you get into?
What do you think?
No, and I don't think you get into K.
Was I ever tell you the story about a certain Drag Race queen who said, when I got on Drag Race, she said, "Listen, Trixie, when you go travel, don't drink, don't do drugs. The only thing you can trust is K. The only thing you can trust is an unregulated animal tranquilizer at the gig."
And let me tell you, from limited but powerful personal experience, you cannot trust nothing about Miss K.
No, not Miss K.
Miss K.
Mart,
is not to
not
be trusted.
Mary K.
Mary K.
Miss Mary
Mrs. K.
K. I may be an animal, but I'm not trying to be tranquil.
Also, I'm not trying to feel like I'm 3 feet to the left. Which is exactly what K makes you feel like.
I have done it once, actually, and it was on accident.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a long time ago. It was at a circuit party, and mm-hmm. Kimchi gave it to me, and it was on top of a lot of other drugs.
Okay.
So it was the 10 a.m. pièce de résistance after like a 12-hour bender.
Oh, whoa.
Yes, and she I remember I did it with Kim sitting on the floor of a bathroom off her house key. Mm-hmm. You couldn't snort it.
Of course.
And her hair turned green. And I said, I think we need to go to sleep now. And that's when I got the sunburn from falling asleep on the roof of the building.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Hey, hi. Welcome to the Bald and Beautiful.
I feel like, yes, welcome. I feel like when we used to do things together, I was always branding myself as like,
Pollyanna.
And then years go on.
Yeah. It's becoming more and more apparent that you are the grizzled old.
That I sold you your first dose.
Yes. That you got.
Like, I act like I'm the Pinkman, but I'm the Walter White.
Yes, you are. And I
I'm not Jesse Pinkman. I'm Walter White.
I don't know if that analogy works, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Basically, Trixie Mattel sold me my first bag of drugs, and here we are.
Listen, let's just sum it up. I used to work circuit parties.
Yeah.
I've seen it all.
That, well, you know, I was just talking to our friend about that these parties, and there was a one that I wanted to go to, but I was like, oh, Delta variant. And then but the other thing was like, oh, everybody's on a pill.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's on a pill there.
Oh,
don't go there without being on a pill or just drunk. And
the bar
like
is selling water.
Yeah.
The bar sells water and Red Bull.
Yeah.
I'm so naive. When I first started working circuit parties, I was like, so many sober people here. Everybody's just drinking water.
G and pills.
Exactly.
Yeah. But at least that's encouraging because they're being quote unquote responsible because, mama, you do G or even GBL, which is a stronger version of GHB.
GBL?
Uh-huh.
Is that like the VGL, the Varsity Gay League?
That is exactly that.
Wait a minute. Did I already talk about this? Did I tell you?
Probably. Do it again, though. I probably forgot.
Oh, bitch, do it again.
Do it again.
Did I tell you about the stand-up that I did on this show where the guy came up afterward and said...
Oh, yes, but you got to tell them.
Okay. Well, obviously, what we have here is a rapist in Linkin Park. Remember Antoine Dotson on the news?
Oh. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Mm-hmm. I did stand-up a few weeks ago just to, you know, it was like Winifred Sanderson picking up a spell book and going...
Like so good of you, by the way. So good of you, by the way. This is very responsible, very, very, very upstanding artistic behavior.
Well, you know, the real comics in LA do like 3 shows a night all the time. Yeah. So the least we can do, people who do stand up for thousands of people, can once in a while try out material.
Yeah.
So then I go out and I do the stand up, and somebody, I played volleyball. You know what? He might hear this. And you know what? I don't care if he does. Because he comes up and he goes after I did my set. And I'm modest. We all know I'm very modest.
Humility.
If I don't do a good job, I'm the first to say it.
Yeah.
But this is not one of those days. I let those women have it.
Yeah, you killed it.
And I was backstage shaking because I've known it in so long. And I let those women have it. And I went out there and I walked out of there after the building's on fire for my jokes. Ablaze, right? Yeah. People were laughing. Their jaws unhinged with laughter. Yes. People were laughing so hard. They looked like that girl in the beginning of The Ring. Like... Like that. Green face. And I let those women have it. And then I go outside and afterward I'm having my little celebratory cocktail with Brandon. And this guy I used to play volleyball with comes up and goes, that was so good. And I was like, thank you. He was like, you should like do comedy. And I was just so taken because I was like, I should?
Wait.
He was like, you should write down like everything you said tonight and make like a set out of it and like build a set. I was on stage with notes. Do you think I made all that up in real time? I was flattered because he was being so earnest. He was like, it was so funny.
That is funny.
But I was like, well, Mary, do you think we play kickball together that I've been a professional athlete this whole time?
I mean, I'm obsessed with the assumption that you have just been a big-titted bimbo, like a porn model.
I know.
Just selling your tits and ass and brainless bimbo this whole time that like Pamela Anderson stumbled onto a stage and it's all of a sudden funny. I'm obsessed with that.
You should do comedy. I'm like, should I also do drag? Like,
yeah, should I try for Drag Race?
Yeah. It was crazy. Have you ever had somebody, because when you go see someone live, you want to compliment them. But when you compliment them to the point of letting them know that until that moment, you thought they were trash. Garbage. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. I've never received such a compliment. It usually is the other way, and they just decide not to say anything, which I'm grateful for.
I don't believe that. I think...
Well, they usually... Oh, well, no. I usually get, oh, wow, you're actually... you actually smell really good.
You actually smell good?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got that. Also liars. I've got that hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Wow, you actually smell great.
Well, what is it? 15 to 20 pumps of Tom Ford? I should hope so.
15 to 20. No, and I upped it to Atkinson's. It's even like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're on Accutane. Yeah. So there's no body oil secretions. Yeah. You have the Botox in the armpits.
I mean, they're literally said, wow. I mean, and then sometimes they'll go further depending on how much they've, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you smell great. I thought you would smell like trash or like garbage. Disgusting. I figured you'd smell disgusting.
Well, he also did give me the, like, we all know Katya was really funny, but you were great.
But see, that's the thing. I'm not actually funny. What?
Take the compliment.
I'm going to take the compliment.
Take the compliment.
Especially in this format, though. I'm a funny person as, like, but you know what I mean? I'm not, like, I don't do punch. You do stand up, but you do write jokes. Whatever. We're moving on. It's.
I wrote the movie Crossroads, and I don't get credit for that either. Me and Shonda Rhimes. I downloaded the Shonda Rhimes masterclass for screenwriting.
Did you? Yes, I did. But when did you download the Diplo DJ thing?
No, that's next.
You should.
That's
you
next.
You really should.
There's a few music production ones, but hi, I'm Shonda Rhimes, and I want to teach you about screenwriting. And I was like, work, bitch.
Jodie Foster teaches about directing, making a shot list.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Somebody else does. There's an acting one too. I think it's like Anna Paquin or some shit.
It's
It's like Rose Byrne or some shit.
No, it's It's somebody else.
Titus Burgess? It's a woman.
It's a woman.
It's a white woman.
Yes.
Oh, it's not Anna Paquin. Oh my God, who is it?
Yeah, oh! I was going to say Anna Paquin can't act.
It's real.
Natalie Portman.
Oh, my tonsure just
it's
migrated.
It's Natalie Portman. Yeah. I mean.
And I watched some of it. She's very compelling.
I bet.
Lovely, lovely gal.
Giving a masterclass is acting too.
Hello. David Lynch does one on directing, or not directing, on imagination.
RuPaul's RuPaul's. I looked up what it was because we only know about you want to make more money wear a suit.
Yeah,
and I looked up what it's actually about, and I think it's about like finding your voice or something like that, which is like applicable to really anything.
But, it's self help. Yeah,
but I think it'd be you'd have to either be truly the Beyonce of your field or living at high delusion to do a masterclass. Like, Christina Aguilera does a singing masterclass. It's like,
oh,
of course.
Oh, my God. And I saw that. I heard the scales. I was like, you know, I have preconceived notions of her just from all these stories, reputations, whatever. But then I just listening to her go explain something vocally, and I was like, doing the scales, like, oh, wow, her instrument is fucking incredible.
Well, here's the issue with
that. Her instrument.
Of course, I love her music. That album Strip changed my life.
Okay.
It's like 18 tracks. Remember when albums used to be really long? Mm-hmm. It's so good if you... Children who are 20 years old who like us, mm-hmm. go listen to Christina Aguilera's album Stripped. It's not a joke. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, vocally, she's like Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps could tell you about swimming, but he's born that way.
Yeah.
Christina's born with that voice.
Yeah.
And Masterclass isn't going to do that for you. However, well, Shonda Rhimes, I'm about to come up behind her and...
snatch your baby hairs.
I'm going to watch her Masterclass. And then write Scandal 4, whatever her next thing is.
Mary, you need to come up. You need to go behind Ryan Murphy and snatch him out of the picture, because I've had about just enough.
You have?
I've had about just enough with the 14,000 franchises: American Horror Story, American Boo Boo Story, American's Crime Story, American Canada Story, American Sports Story, American Love Story, American Horror Story Anthology, American...
Did you see the trailer for
American
Horror Crime Story?
Double Feature, American Crime Story, American Love
Impeached.
Story.
Here's what I like about it, American Horror Stories.
Uh-huh.
It's fun because every chunk is its own thing.
Mary.
New stories,
honey,
new actors.
Sorry. That's every series.
But that's
minus
what I mean
the
is,
actors.
But that's what I mean is now there's no...
Now there's no attempt at continuity. Because
there's no dental floss holding these stories together because they don't have to belong.
Right, because they previously didn't.
Yeah, like the first episode is about this girl. Do you know about the first episode of Stories? It's about this girl who's a teenager choke people kill them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wouldn't watch a season of that, but I love two episodes of it.
Sure.
And I found out about it because everybody thought that it looked just like Paris Jackson.
Ah, well, I just found out they have American Love Story, JFK and Jacqueline Bisset.
What?
Yeah, exactly. American Sports Story, ASS, funny, with Beanie Feldstein, or I don't know who.
This makes me think of that interview with Tyra and Beyonce, where she's like, okay, Sasha Fierce, Masha Fierce, what's your favorite mashed potato? All right. Kasha Fierce, do you like lean rice? Do you remember that interview? That's the just makes me think of, they're in a room going, okay, American Hoarder story.
That interview is the perfect example of how unhinged Tyra is as an interviewer. She, her talk show is banana. They need to do American Tyra talk show. Yeah. They just, Ryan Murphy needs to focus on just going back to her talk show and make an episode, like a series out of that.
I would love for Tyra to be an American Horror Story, even if it's a small part.
Well, anything. But you know, American Crime Story, the O.J. Simpson one, I love that. Gobble that up. I
thought Marsha Gay Harden wig?
The Marsha Clark.
Marsha Clark. Just, people said that Dear Evan Hansen.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wait.
What? People are saying that Ben Platt, who's in Dear Evan Hansen with that wig on, is Marsha Clark.
Because the perm, Jerry Curl perm.
The perm.
Yeah. Well, so, but did you know that Sarah Paulson, wait, there's so many. Hold on.
Also, Paulson, I want her to be like P-A-L-C-Y-N-N, Paulson.
Okay.
Oh. Recycle that like Americanized version of that name and go weird.
Go weird. Well, she did, you know, she did Hotel. She shot Hotel with as Hypodermic Nancy or whatever, and then did Marsha Clark at Night. She did them back to back. Filming.
I love Sarah Paulson.
She is out of control. She's workaholic. Incredible.
I don't remember if she won an Emmy for this, but I'm sorry. I know that Freak Show was not everybody's favorite. She played those conjoined twins and played them so differently.
Yeah.
That you knew which character it was without knowing if it was the right or the left.
Yeah.
Like,
she's
those
great.
Were two different people.
She's insane. Virtuoso.
And Holland Tunnel.
Holland Tunnel. That's the only way to get from Newark to New... Yeah.
We're going to take a break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back with Beanie Feldstein.
We're back.
You know, Beanie Feldstein is in...
I'm not sure who this person is, but...
She's in What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh,
Do you remember the girl in the second season who gets turned into a vampire and she dies in her dorm room?
Yes. Oh, yes. She was
and then
great.
She literally is getting pulled out on the gurney and sits up and like starts on fire.
Oh, that's great. She was fabulous. So good.
And then we find out her power is being invisible.
Oh, yeah.
Because she has no vampire powers and we find out that she's invisible.
Yeah, that's right.
I think they just renewed that show ahead of the third season for another.
Thank God.
I'm so excited about it.
It's fantastic.
Harvey, who plays Guillermo, they're like familiar, who desperately wants to be a vampire.
So funny.
So fucking, all of them.
All of them are so great. All of them. Is that Taika Waititi? No, in the movie it was.
He directs. I think he like directs and produces.
And I think he was in the movie.
Yeah.
He's not in
the movie. He is in the movie. He's so good
in
the movie.
He's so great. Yeah. Did you see Old yet, bitch?
Did you? No. You told me to watch it on here. I'm
Mary, you have to watch it.
I can't go to a movie theater. I'm too old.
What are you talking about?
I haven't gone to a movie theater.
Some bitch told me that Old is the next Ma, and I was like, don't do that.
I went to see Swan Song with Udo Kier and Jennifer Coolidge about the old gay man in the small town who's a hairdresser.
Phenomenal?
Fierce.
Phenomenal.
I laughed my ass off. I cried.
Oh, wow.
So good. You have to see it.
I will. I'll definitely see that.
As a person of gayness who is maybe getting older.
Aged. 60.
It will touch you in places you didn't know were vacant. It makes you aware of dark.
It will touch me in places I didn't and didn't know that hadn't fallen off.
Yes, yeah. It is fierce. It's
well,
really
Jennifer
fierce.
Coolidge recently, you fuck with that White Lotus?
I don't watch anything, girl.
Mary, Jesus Christ.
But what I know is that the gays have forgotten Laura Dern, and now it's about Jennifer Coolidge again.
No, but this is, and it'll soon be Nicole Kidman again once Nine Perfect Strangers comes up.
If you're a woman and you're playing an eccentric older woman on a streaming service, mm-hmm. you're going to be doing prides for about 6 months.
And literally, you'll be online, the discourse is, every gay person acts like you have never received any respect. You've never had a job before.
I find that
you've
ins-
never like it's like
it's
like
insulting because Jennifer has had
working.
A long busy
career. She has a huge long career. Yes. Yeah, maybe she's not like fucking Nicole Kidman who has 3 movies every 6 months. But like you know.
But in Jennifer saying we both really like Soup, did more than Nicole Kidman's career ever did.
There you go.
I like Nicole Kidman. Of course, we all like Moulin Rouge. But how quickly we forget about The Strangers, that hot crock of shit.
Or Born.
Porn.
Where she fucked the baby.
What?
Look it up.
Fucks the baby. That seems like...
Look it up.
But you said Old was horrible.
Oh, it was perhaps one of the worst movies I've ever seen. No, it's definitely one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I wasn't bored for 1 second, though.
Yeah.
And you need to see it because it's got Big Ma energy. It does.
I'm into that.
It has Big Ma energy. First, it starts off with heavy-handed foreshadowing of the sort that's like, not even patronizing, it's insulting.
Well, I mean, in the trailer, don't you get the entire plot of the film?
You get the whole, yes. So we know exactly what this movie's about. There's a beach which makes people old. In the car ride to the vacation place, they're like, I can't wait to see what you sound like when you're old. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I hope you look right at the camera. I mean, can't wait to see what you sound like when you're old.
It's, but there are so many things that happen that are so out of control all the time. You'll die. Especially, there's this one girl with calcium deficiency, and Mary, you just have to see it.
Calista Flockhart.
She looks like her. She's all sickly, and then she like turns into this crazy crab lady.
Boniva, Sally Fields.
Yes. Boniva. I'm not going to help you on that.
Nina Boniva Brown. Nina Boniva Brown. It was Oldatha all along. Still never watched that either.
I don't even know what that is.
My knowledge of television comes from when we work at Netflix and Twitter memes.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. I gobbled up The White Lotus. I gobbled it up.
You loved it?
I liked it. But I think I have this thing now. I need a Sunday night chunk. I'm firmly entrenched in this Sunday night must-see TV bullshit. Firmly entrenched. If I don't have it, I feel like I go nuts. That's why I've been watching this French series for the 4th time in a row.
And you think that that's a sign of not going nuts?
It's keeping me from more the nutty edge. Things.
It's keeping me from going down to the public pool and letting them kids have it.
Well, there was a turd in a suitcase on this episode of The White Lotus. Yes, there was. Turd in a suitcase. And you sure did see him poop it out.
You know what? I'm being a complete liar because... all the television I've watched in the past year, I've probably watched more television this year than anything, but it's retribution for things I didn't see younger.
Oh, yeah.
So Top Model, all that kind of shit. Yeah. But now I'm doing Reno 911.
Oh, which is, yeah, so good. So good. You have, I'm going to find, I have the box set DVD. I don't think they have that released of The State. All those people, Carrie Kenny, Thomas Lennon, Michael Ian Black, all those people, they'd had a troupe, like a Kids in the Hall style troupe on MTV back in way, probably in the 90s. And they did that thing called The State for a couple of seasons. And it is so funny. It is so bizarre. And you'll love it. I'll find that. It's on DVD.
Reno 911 is getting me together.
Yeah. Wendy McLennan Covey.
Girl. So beautiful.
It's so gorgeous. So fucking funny.
I know she's supposed to play that kind of a character that's kind of like slutty looking. Mm. But you can't fuck with that face. And the tits and the hair.
That's what
Niecy
I
Nash,
want to be.
Every line is scream funny.
Yeah.
And that fucking woman.
Carrie Kenny. I think her name is Carrie
Weigel,
Kenny. Yeah.
Who plays Deputy Weigel.
Yeah. She is hysterical.
I was watching an episode where she was in a school and she said, doesn't matter how weird your voice is or if you smell bad or how pretty you are, every single one of you is going to be raped. trying to prepare them for the world. And what I like about it is like they're horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
But they're portraying like cops as... stupid,
which is great.
So they're portraying cops as like inept,
dumb, yeah. power tripping, racist, horrible,
yeah, which
homophobic,
yeah,
and so you laugh at them, but you also sort of hate them,
which is yeah, it's good, yeah. it's cathartic as a civilian, fierce. To yeah,
I love that show,
it's great.
Anyway, back to Blue's Clues at 9.
So Nina West is doing a Disney number.
Nina West was at Disney and she got to sign her name in the Book of the Beast. Did you see that? They have like a celebrity book at Disney that has like a glass case.
Is this a
it.
Sabrina thing?
It's a book that celebrities come sign their name in. A-list celebrities.
And you sell your soul to Bob Iger and then you have a...
I don't know what happens, but she signed her name in it and I think it's a big deal. I don't know.
The sun's coming out and it's sunny day. I'm putting on my shoes. Everything's okay. I love life and you should too. Will you be my friend? Woo.
Should we talk about Afghanistan? We shouldn't. We shouldn't.
I have to.
Is Matt Damon saying bag again?
Oh, obsessed. No, I think we're done with that.
We talked about that already.
I think we talked about that. Yeah, unfortunately.
Your eyebrows are growing back.
Oh, it's yeah. It's a fun little trick. Well, I forgot my pencil and I was all stressed out.
Are you going to go back to gluing them?
No.
Because they're like growing back.
Yeah, they grow.
Oh, they grow. Just haven't done drag in a while.
I just haven't done, yeah, haven't done drag in quite a while, actually.
We have Netflix tomorrow.
Yeah. I just sold a whole my shit.
Did you sold a hole and your shit.
Okay.
Thoughts on people who kiss with their eyes closed? Nope. Thoughts on people who kiss with their eyes open?
Okay, I've done both. I've done both.
What are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking to see if they're what they're doing.
Their eyes are open. You open your eyes to see if their eyes open, and they are.
Yeah.
What's your recourse? Stare back?
No. Bite their lip.
What?
And then whisper, "Why are your eyes open?"
I think that would be it. Do you think it's just because people like us are so gorgeous that they can't close their eyes? They're just mesmerized.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, actually. Just looking around. Listen, we're very visual creatures. What if there's a noise or a knife dangling? You know, you've got something, there's something on the stove or...
What was your first kiss? Who would play her? Was it with a boy?
It was a girl. I remember her first and last name.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Do you want to say it?
No. But
who would play her?
Who would play her? It would be Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, hot bays, hot California bays.
Italian though. No. Meadow from The Sopranos.
Oh, work.
Meadow from Beautiful. The Sopranos. Beautiful. Oh. Andrea. Her name was Andrea. And yeah. And then Jenny. But she went to, and we were dating. Uh-huh. But she went to Lexington Christian Academy. She left public school.
Girl uniform?
Yeah, she had to go wear a uniform, yeah. I had gone to public school. We kissed. She was very tall. 6 inches taller than me at that point.
She swung you over her shoulder?
Yeah. Yeah. Called me.
When's the first time you kissed a boy?
Fuck, who was it? It must have been...
Who would play him?
Oh, Christian Slater.
Really?
Oh,
wow, you were doing really well for yourself.
Oh, I did well. After when I hit 22.
So when you went gay, you went hard.
I mean, yeah, this was like, I mean, I was still a girl. I was still a very he-she androgynous kind of like, you know. But it was, yeah, he was just. I'm still in love with him.
I'm going to be one of those old bald bottoms. That's so sad. You know what I mean? You're supposed to like get older and like transition into a top.
Into what? Are you supposed to
like transition into a top and then start fucking like 20-year-olds?
No.
And I'm gonna be some old bald faggot.
You're gonna pay some hunky dude to put some Trimix in his dick and just stab at your pastrami swamp.
I guess.
Your gray puddle.
What's gonna happen to us? All right, let's get into it.
Let's make
it through a pod without a health checkup.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I am going to play nurse, and we're going to find out what the BP is on Miss TM. Okay, well, are you sitting down?
What's the prognosis?
It's great. You have great. It's slightly elevated. I'm going to just Google my little thing here for a second. So you are 137 over 87, which is, I think technically a teeny bit
death to all of them.
Yeah, a teeny bit.
I'm shooting for about, that was my stomach. I'm shooting for about 128 because that's the BPM to Disco Inferno.
I heard somebody say burn it. It's elevated. It's high blood. It's technically high blood pressure, but.
I'm just a little nervous.
Yeah. And your pulse is good. 63, I think. Resting heart rate. Good for you.
Hey.
Nothing to worry about here.
I ran 12 miles on Saturday.
Work, diva.
Why not?
Why not?
It was a little hot in Milwaukee, but it was nice.
How was the weather?
Lit. It was so lit, nice and cool. Visited my family, met the newborn baby, held it, touched it, a lot of hair.
Oh my God, 3 packs of Yaki Weave at this point.
Yeah, 13 minutes of holding, and then it started to cry, and I gave it back, and then I kind of just looked at it.
13
minutes. My sister said that it keeps pooping while she's changing the diaper. Isn't that fierce? And get this, the baby was rapidly losing weight because the baby is lactose intolerant.
What already?
So the baby was throwing up breast milk. So the baby has to drink special formula that's not lactose at all.
Right.
Isn't that crazy? The baby was getting thinner at birth. We are related. Oh my God. She takes after me.
Meanwhile, my sister's baby is the size of a house. It's like, 3 months? He's already, I think, 120 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Different babies.
Different babies. Different lives. Different worlds.
The baby coming out with dietary restrictions. That's diva so behavior.
Diva. That's high maintenance.
This titty milk is not good enough for me. Even and though also, I was in you 4 weeks
that
ago.
That Gerber, there's gluten in that. So get that out of my face.
Is that Gerber gluten free?
Yeah. Do you like the baby?
And
you
then get
the baby.
This. I go to my mom's house, right? It's my birthday. They surprise me. Dirt cake. Eat about a gallon of that.
That's the crumblies with the worms and the whip.
Yes, it's like whipped topping, vanilla pudding, cream cheese, and powdered sugar, I believe. It's really just like a big white gooey mess. Yeah. And I just,
it's disgusting.
White gooey mess.
Your calling card.
My calling card.
Yeah.
So I'm eating that, and then we're having food and all that. My mom back on the weed. Turnt the whole time. Turnt the whole
what
time
about
in
Gooch?
There.
Is she token?
No, Gooch, now that I bought them a house and they have a yard, Gooch likes to sit outside, drink beers, and then when they're done, crush the can and throw it into the yard. She loves it. And she heard the can hit the ground and she goes, I love that sound. And she said, I miss doing that. Isn't that fierce?
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I can't get enough of that.
My sister Desiree drinking a cocktail out of a glass jar that looks like a skull, talking to us at length about her Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Mary.
It's a motley crew down there.
I gotta get into that.
And I was out there reading.
Yeah.
I was out there reading. I was letting everyone have it. My mom goes, well, I'm going to go to the doctor and they're going to help me quit smoking. I go, oh, really? Almost dying two years ago on Christmas? Didn't convince you? Really? I looked right at my mom. She was in the middle of making a cheesy roux.
What the
It's like a roux that you add cheese to. It's like a cheese sauce. Okay. She was making that. And in the kitchen, my mom has an office chair, so she doesn't have to stand while she's cooking. So this bitch is goddamn 4'2". And she's cooking. And when she's done over here, she uses her little legs to rocket herself across the kitchen.
God forbid.
To another counter.
God forbid she get up and maybe
Girl,
do a little bit. Oh.
I looked right at her and I said, you need to go to the doctor to get a prescription to quit smoking. I said, do you ever think that people in this family need to start taking responsibility for their own lives? And then my mom had a job.
You are boss baby. You are boss baby.
If I have to play hardball.
You go hard.
Yes. My mom, she has one of those jobs where she calls people in the area and lets them know where they can get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at home job. She saves lives,
sedentary,
of course, letting
though.
People know. Yes.
Sedentary.
And she says a lot of these older people, Milwaukee has a lot of low income areas. A lot of these people are like, no, the government's going to put a zombie inside me. And I was like, mom. And my mom goes, well, these people, they don't have access to funds, so they're getting misinformation. I said, let me stop you right there. To say that the poor only have access to bad information is to say that the rich have always good information.
Let me tell you, they don't, because I was at the smoke shop down the street, and there was the owner this guy who was clearly not low income,
because
he's got his fucking G-Wagon idling outside. They're both having a very impassioned conversation about how Bill Gates has built about a 15 million acre swath of something in the middle of the country. South Africa is already, using the technology that the 5G that's implanted in our things to take control of our sight and our. I was like,
I know we're supposed to be like bipartisan and we're supposed to like, you know, like 4 years ago has made me the worst person. Like, because when Michelle Obama would be like, when they go high, or, nope, when they go low, we go high. And now I'm like, fuck those people. Like,
Santino Rice the other day on Twitter.
The world of information is on your phone. Yeah. And what do you choose to find? Some Reddit article that corroborates that you don't believe in a vaccine?
Yeah.
Women in Afghanistan won't be able to leave their homes and you refuse to get a vaccine.
It's you will take, Mary, these people at the smoke shop, especially, I was like, honey, you are smoking cigarettes, probably doing coke, doing all this other stuff that's on the black market. You don't know what's in that. You don't even know what's in a Tylenol. You don't even know what's in a Tylenol. You don't even know what's in that thing you just ate this morning.
This has never been the COVID podcast.
It's so crazy.
The other crazy thing is, I don't want to take a vaccine because I don't believe in the government or science. But then when you get COVID, where do you go? To see the doctors.
The fucking hospital, and you beg for the fucking vaccine as you're dying, and the nurse is saying there's not enough time. Sorry, bitch.
Mary, if I was a doctor, I would have got my license snatched away because the reading I would have been doing, I would have said, I have one more picture of this envelope.
I have one more syringe of the vaccine in my hands.
Bethany, you're still in the running to be alive.
Yeah.
And the other person, I would go, didn't I find a tweet of you saying that we can't trust the vaccine? And now you're here asking me, a doctor, to help you.
Yeah.
Tell you what, bitch, why don't you go in the parking lot and play on your phone and go on Reddit and see if someone can help you.
Fucking crazy, man. The conspiracy theory stuff is
there's
wild.
So much access to good information. So I don't feel bad for these people.
And also there, I mean, it's not that there's like science is an ongoing. Science is not science is a scientific process. There's a scientific method. It's a way of finding out information, mm-hmm. right? It's not like a thing. It is changing and, you know, whatever, but Mary, look at our government. Those fucking lazy pieces of shit don't got it together enough to like implant shit in our bodies and it's, you know what I mean?
Also, you already watch TV, which is ultimate brainwashing.
You already have
get
this.
Real.
You already have this. All your information is already stolen, bitch.
I'm so tired.
Imagine how
tired we are. I used to be like, no, convince your great aunt to get. I'm like, fuck her.
It's crazy.
If she doesn't want to help herself,
it's crazy.
What?
Then when Santino popped off on Twitter the other day, I was like, unbelievable.
Well, were we surprised? Because we have a lot of colleagues who get wild.
Yeah, but he's been. I mean, we've had I myself included, and we have colleagues who have bursts of wildness due to certain factors. But he has maintained this consistent sort of like, just obnoxious zeal about health and wellness and
which that I love.
Oh, you do.
I mean, talking about like exercise and meditation.
They're talking
and fruits.
Screaming with a megaphone.
The method of taking care of your body through food and exercise, we love.
Of course we
but
do.
The hard left of what he tweeted the other day.
He tweeted, don't ever, ever get the COVID vaccine. Have a nurse or pharmacist squirt it on the floor for you. I was like, what now? Have a what? And then let your body heal, blah, 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 blah. Who cares, whatever.
That's what I don't understand. I mean,
how the fuck are you that stupid?
I know there's a lot of misinformation, but. When this like Spanish flu happened, nobody knew anything.
Mary,
and now it's
mumps
like,
and Bella, typhoid fever, smallpox. All that. I mean, people. Hundreds of years ago, people used to stub their toe and then die. You know, like from antibiotics, bitch. Yeah. Small cuts would lead to infections that would kill a person.
I mean, let's be honest. Though most of the people are conservative, and it becomes about dying on a hill. And being right, it doesn't become about facts.
No, because there's also the goop set. There's also the super ultra liberal rich
the
insulated
people, like the Jenny McCarthy.
The Jenny McCarthy, the people who are anti-vax,
I said that really quietly so that nobody would hear.
Nobody hears, who say Jenny McCarthy really quietly? There's no way that she'll know.
Do you know why we have to be careful? Because we can never talk about anyone without these whores adding them on Twitter.
Well, whatever. I mean,
if we talk shit about this
she deserves to be dragged if she's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but we don't deserve to hear from her.
But we don't have to hear from her. She's not. She. Nobody calls my home telephone number. You know why? Because I don't have a home telephone.
I'm ready for a landline. You know the people in LA are getting landlines. You know about this?
No.
Bitch, people are looking up the exact make and model of the phone they had as a kid, like the phone and receiver from their bedroom from like middle school.
Yeah.
They're buying it on eBay and then getting a landline and then just giving that to their closest friends so that they can hear and feel the exact sensation of being on the phone when they were like 12.
I was a big phone talker on the phone, on the
cord. How much cord did you need?
Oh, we had for the good half of it, we had a cord. We had a long cord in the kitchen.
A cord that touches the ground, long.
It was hung on the wall. And then that fucking bitch, you could go all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
So she was a good stretchy cord. But then we had the cordless. But then you couldn't find it. And then they made the technology to buzz it so you could find it. Oh, my God. What a nice story.
I mean, cordless phones were cool.
Yeah. I mean, Drew Barrymore and Scream, right?
I think I liked my cordless phone more than I liked my first cell phone. Well, imagine an iPhone being your first cell phone. My first cell phone was that horrible Nokia. Nokia doing?
But you know what, though? You know what, though? Let me tell you about that. Never one dropped call. Never once.
I had dropped calls, but I lived in the country.
Really?
But like, remember texting being 10 cents?
I remember the T9.
First thing I did with that phone. Phone sex with an old man on the internet. First thing.
I remember, Audrey Snois, the Baroness from Belgium, she had a Nokia that was this big. Pink. Cameron Diaz and Charlie's Angels or whatever, you know, had the, or Drew Barrymore, I think. Yes.
I'm ready to let this go and truly get like a thimble. Like the tiniest little phone.
Well, they have the light phones, I think. Maybe this is a conspiracy. I don't know if this is true. We can look it up. It's called a light phone. It's like post iPhone. So it's not like going back. It's like you'll get GPS, you'll get calls and texts, but you no internet. So no like scrolling. And it's excellent service. I could just be making this up. I hope I'm not. But that's the trend among like people who are trying to combat.
Do you miss flipping? Do you miss the...
I had one Samsung flip and I don't necessarily miss. I never had a razor.
I almost also missed the flipping open.
Oh, I never did that. This is not a phone thing. It's a video game thing, but I really like it when they go PlayStation.
This isn't it either. I just want to hear the song, you guys.
I think we should move on.
No, I'm doubling down. Original. What? What?
That t-shirt.
Oh, Molly, you in danger, girl? It's fierce, right?
Sam Weed. Say it, Sam Weed.
Whatever. Let us know on Twitter. Remember that song? It was like... Do you remember that, Mark?
And also, let us know if you like PlayStation.
PlayStation. That's a PlayStation commercial.
I know. It's the way that they say the brand name.
You know, kids now are like, if you don't get me a PlayStation 5 for Christmas, Mom, I'm ending it all. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I felt that way about my my ring watch and my pocket TV.
Why was a ring watch a thing?
It was a thing for very little. It wasn't really a thing.
Did you have the black and white pocket TV?
I sure did.
It's so stupid. It's the size of a credit card.
It's so stupid. It did not work at all. It was a pointless piece of temporary technology. It was so fucking stupid. It was so stupid.
Yeah, I remember using it like going into I had a treehouse and taking it into the treehouse and watching TV on it.
What? Like, maybe three channels shittily with black and white. It's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. My TV went out for 2 days, so I had to read books.
This week?
Mm-hmm.
What did you read?
I read a book, so I started this book on sleep.
Uh-huh.
And another on dopamine. Science books.
You should read Dr. Sleep.
Oh, I can't. No.
You wrote it? You wrote the book?
No, I was looking to read Night Bitch. Night Bitch. What Eden recommended. That's where Amy Adams is going to turn herself into a dog soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched Suicide Squad. And
did
I just
you
have
live?
To tell you, I lived.
It's incredible.
Margot Elizabeth Jane Marie Filipina Robbie.
Who's on the pod next week?
Yeah, she's on the pod.
It's not true.
It's the most beautiful fucking woman in the goddamn world. And she's so talented. And she's so beautiful. And I want to be her. I don't want to be like her. I want to be her. I want to take this husk of a body and erase it.
Do you think that she wants to be you?
No, that's irrelevant. Because in the scenario, I don't trade places with her. I simply become her.
Another one of her or no, her? Her.
Her.
So what happens to her?
Nothing. She becomes...
Isn't she going to tell people that...
No, because there's going to be a little pocket of her subconscious that I'm going to sit there in a bubble, in a little scooter, just like...
Oh, you're driving her body in this scenario.
Nope. I'm just cruising through...
So you physically become her, but then you also get in her brain and be her?
Exactly.
It's being John Malkovich.
That's it.
Being Margot, Margot Robbie. Yes. Being Margot Robbie. She is. And you know what I said to David?
Robbing Margot Robbie.
Because David, you know, knows everything about all the movies. And I said, I said, now that she's like known as a serious actress, you know, I, Tanya, she produced that and all that. I was like, do you think she is mad that she still does superhero movies? Because I don't think people necessarily think that that's like prestigious. And he goes, no, she loves it. She talks about an interview. She loves being Harley Quinn. And I was like, good, because I like her being Harley Quinn, and I would hate to find out she didn't like being Harley Quinn.
I saw a red carpet interview with her the other day, and I, first of all, it took me several full seconds just to process.
Because
like,
you thought it was me.
I was like, oh, is that... This fucking woman is so beautiful. It's...
And the acting.
The glam, like the red carpet glam, I was like...
And the acting.
She's such a good actor. I mean, she's... Australia.
Girl.
Australia.
Tanya is what, 4 years old? I probably watch it twice a year.
Yeah.
It gets me together every single time.
And I am not the type of person like that Harley Quinn character. That is a tough character for me to sell me on. And she sells it to me every single time. I went back and watched the other Birds of Prey. She's fucking phenomenal. She's fucking phenomenal.
Controversial. Mm-hmm. Yet brave. People should have liked Birds of Prey more, but they didn't because it's a movie by women. For women, about women.
I
agree. People are like,
Did it not have...
It didn't get the like positive response that I think it should have.
Okay.
Because it's great.
It's fantastic.
The whole opening scene of her like hungover trying to get an egg sandwich.
And then the scene of her going into the police station with confetti can, like, I mean, hysterical.
She whips their asses.
With glitter and smoke bombs.
So fierce.
So fierce, yeah.
And I think Harley Quinn could be a really like hard sell. It makes me think of like, every drag queen at Halloween. I say that as someone who was Poison Ivy once.
Yes.
But
yes.
She makes it like nuanced enough that it's like on the surface funny, but she plays crazy so well.
She plays crazy. She
makes, I don't want to say crazy. Mentally ill.
She makes a psycho sympathetic.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get the sense that she thinks she's doing the right thing. Also, the giant starfish monster was so cool. Creepy.
I actually just didn't like the color of the starfish.
Yeah. You wanted a chocolate starfish?
No, I wanted it to be gray and brown. Actually, yes, I guess I wanted it to be gray and brown.
You wanted a butthole, a big butthole.
I didn't want it to be like a kid's toy. It looked like a kid's toy.
I
like
that.
Or like any other color. Yellow.
John Cena cracked my shit up. He always does.
He always does. And I, let's be honest, can I be vulnerable? I paused the movie to jerk off when he was
John
in his
Cena.
Underpants.
He is so beautiful.
I paused the movie on that when he was in his underpants, and I took out
the
my
white
weenie,
underpants.
Which was already hard, and then I masturbated.
To the pod. He follows me on Twitter.
I took down my pants, and the movie was paused while his under. But
I understand. I don't need the. I feel like you're drawing out a very simple sentence. You jerked
when
off.
John Cena came on the screen. I
you're like
off.
I took this hand.
Yeah. With my. I mean,
he's gorgeous and he's
great.
So funny
he's
and
funny.
Everything.
He's great, yeah.
And I told Nicole, I was like, did you know that he follows me on Twitter? And she goes, he follows everyone.
Nicole Richie?
Nicole Byer.
Oh.
Because they do Wipeout together.
Oh, he's one of those people that has like follows like 50,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Sharon Stone, who also follows me.
No, I know. We just realized.
Sharon Stone follows me on Twitter.
I'm going to look that up right now because that actually is like, although, because I recently did like a dive back into her. I did a YouTube dive into Sharon Stone stuff, Casino, Basic Instinct.
You know what else? Female-driven superhero movies that don't get enough cred. I liked Catwoman, and everybody can suck it. I liked it.
Okay. What camera do I look into?
There's three.
This one. I'm going to try this one. That is fine. You can like anything you want.
Can I say this?
You can like anything.
If the movie was that quality though and it starred men,
sucked.
People would have liked it more.
I
think there was some anti-women review of it.
That's absolutely true in terms of the reception and reaction. If it were men, it would have been for forgotten. It wasn't the Green
Mile. It wasn't the Green Mile.
It would have been forgotten immediately.
Yeah.
Forgiven. It was Catman. What?
And there would have been some kind of like pity nominations. Not
forgiven, forgotten, erased.
But you got Sharon Stone, Frances McConroy. The voice of the mom from Family Guy. What's her name? Alex Borstein.
Yeah.
It's a great cast.
It is a fucking Frances McConroy thing.
You are a Catwoman.
Shit ass script in boo boo acting.
Well, it's no Michelle Pfeiffer.
And
let's face it, Sid, your mom was no Sharon Stone.
And fucking, hold on, Sharon Stone.
Yeah, David called me at the airport and goes, Sharon Stone follows you. He always knows what random
she
person.
She only follows 1,040 people.
For a while, the Spice Girls followed 50 people and I was one.
That's incredible.
The Spice Girls.
When did she follow you? Let's see.
How do you find that out?
Look through her follower list, bitch. Oh, she's been following you for a minute.
What?
Hold on. Let me just make sure.
Since 2004.
Wait a minute.
She doesn't?
She doesn't follow you anymore.
Are you lying? David said she did 2 days ago. I think I can check on my phone. David said she was in an interview where she says she loves to follow people on Instagram, and then he checked to see if she follows me, and she did.
Wait a minute.
I'll check.
Check, because...
It says follow back.
Okay. You don't follow her?
No.
Oh, wait, on Instagram. I'm on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I guess
Jesus
I'll follow
Christ.
Her.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to follow...
You didn't follow her back? Are you out of your mind?
I'm sorry.
What the fuck? I'm sorry.
I'll do it. Do it now.
Do it fucking now. Jesus Christ.
Oh. Did you do it? The relief. Let's see if she ever DM'd me. She didn't. Hi, Sharon. Wow, she looks great. I loved her. You know why I loved Catwoman? I didn't love it. I liked it. The villain being a tycoon of a beauty company.
But it wasn't. It was the guy. She was the face of it. Yeah, she was kind of like a co-villain. It was really her husband. That movie fucking sucks. Huge turds of shit out of my fucking ass. Well, let's move on.
You hate women. You hate women. Listen, I would watch.
You gotta watch.
I would watch Margot Robbie do. Pretty much anything. At this point,
yeah,
I think I've loved everything I've ever seen her in, including Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She was so good. That scene in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood where she is Sharon Tate, mm-hmm. going to the movies to see her on movie, and she's like, I'm in the movie, and then she's sitting watching people laugh.
It's
I almost cried from that.
I did cry. It's so charming and delightful. And it's so, yeah, and there was a lot of, I remember in the reviews and stuff, she got a lot of, or there were people who brought up, oh, she has like no lines. It's like, you know, it's, she was untreated fairly. It wasn't like she was underused and all this stuff. It's like, I thought she,
every single. She's like single, the main thing I remember.
Every single moment that she's on screen is magnetic. I mean, she's so magnetic. She inhabits, it, and it's so tough. Sharon Tate was in the movie that she was watching.
Yeah.
And she still embodied it so much that it didn't take me out of it.
No, it's so good. And I mean, she's so good in I, Tonya. They will never remove that from the flights on Delta. So usually on a flight, I'll be like, I'll put this on. She turns a fucking party. I cry every time when she does a triple axel.
Hmm.
Oh.
In Suicide Squad, do you remember that red dress?
Yeah.
Ugh.
The wedding dress?
Yeah. I like.
Very your tea.
I just bought one with from the javelin? Brooklyn Heights.
You need a javelin.
Yeah. Maybe something smaller. That can travel with.
Sorry, you need walker.
A walker with spikes.
Texas Ranger, yeah. Yeah. So you think, we should go. Thank you for joining us. Next week, we're going to do a deep dive into Margot Robbie's high school theater
Panty
career.
Drawer. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.